Good morning, guys. This is Kenny Chesney. How are you?
Kenny Chesney! You don't even know how amazing your timing is, man. Thanks for joining us this morning. How you doing?
I just called to say hello randomly.
Well, you timed it out perfectly. We just finished Dierks Bentley. So, I mean, not, you know, just his song. Anyway, we're so excited that you're coming to town.
Oh, I'm so excited. I missed you guys. I missed playing there this summer. You know, we did 24 arena shows, you know, in places that we haven't been in a couple of years. But, you know, this coming summer is going to be – it's going to feed my soul, you know, in ways that I didn't this year, because I get to pull our stuff into the stadium, the Philadelphia Eagles, and see all those familiar, wonderful faces again. And I'm just so excited about it. You know, it's just – it's become a place that has been – such a staple for us, you know, over the years, and to have that love affair, if you will, is just it's really special, you know, and we're really excited. I speak for my band, my crew, my whole road family, that have had this just we've had so many great nights there that we just can't wait to feel that again.
One of my favorite things about you coming to town, Kenny, is I'm always looking for you up in the tippy top of the stadium. As all of the tailgaters are arriving, and you're just kind of taking it all in from up there.
It makes me feel good to see everybody care that much. You know, because I spend a lot of time on the bus thinking about the moment that I get up on stage, but I just kind of wonder what everybody's doing. You know, I just want to see what's going on and feel the energy before I get up there. And so when you can visualize that yourself, and see how much fun people are having with your music, and the fact that they're there with their friends, their family, their lovers, whatever, and they're going to come see you sing songs you wrote. It's really special, and I never take it for granted. You know, all the people there that we played, you know, all around Philadelphia throughout the years. But when we started playing the Eagles football stadium is when this swell started happening with our audience, and it's just so beautiful to see.
And following on what Andy said, the first big stadium show that I ever went to was when you came to the Link with Tim McGraw a few years back. And to be there for the first time in that sort of environment and see what, 50 or 60,000 people singing every single lyric to every single one of your songs gave me goosebumps. Like, can you feel that when you're on stage?
Man. Oh, every night. I mean, it's just the, you know, when I first started, I was on a stool with a tip jar in front of me in college at a Mexican restaurant playing all my hero songs. So to go from there to being on stage at the Eagles football stadium and hearing everybody do Fly Eagles Fly, and having you know, at the time Andy Reid was the head coach, and to have him come up, and you know, last year I had Jeffrey, the owner, I had Carson Wentz and a bunch of players on stage the last time we were there. And those are really special moments for everybody, you know, and it's just so much fun. And it's just a long way from me sitting on that stool at a Mexican restaurant in Johnson City, Tennessee. I can tell you that.
I'll say. And we're so excited about the whole show this year, too, because you've got Florida Georgia Line is going to be there, right? And Old Dominion.
Gone West, who we've grown to love. They're new. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it's a great lineup. You know, people, we try really hard to give everybody their money's worth. You know, because they could do a lot they have a lot of choices, you know, and I'm really proud of Florida Georgia Line because, you know, they don't necessarily have to be there. They're big acts on their own, but they're going to come out and be a part of our life this summer, and it's just a testament to them. And Old Dominion has been a part of our life for a long time, and I don't know, 20 years from now when we're touring, I hope we get to do it again because I think they're sick of me. But,
I doubt it.
But we're really excited to have, you know, Old Dominion back out there with us. I love them, and I've never worked with Gone West, but I love their music.
Are you still doing ice baths?
Doing what?
Ice baths.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it when I get done today. I do it every day.
That's amazing. All right, we're all going to try
on
behalf of Kenny
terrible.
Chesney today. And tickets go on sale today, by the way. So in honor, if you want a better shot at getting your tickets, take an ice bath today just like Kenny Chesney.
That's right. Kenny, we can't wait.
I can't wait to see you guys.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to, like I said, see the faces and feel the energy. And we are going to try to give everybody the best night of their summer, I promise you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.